Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We face the most important election in American history. And we face a choice. Where will you stand on this battleground America? Here's your host, Tara Servatius.
Does this sound like a civil war to you? One in which police are ambushed repeatedly? It's something I've been paying attention to since the beginning of the Obama administration, really started around the time of Ferguson. I'd been a reporter for a really long time and followed this stuff all over the country. I'd never seen it before. It's the ambush-style shooting. Put ambush and police or deputies in on Google and then start going back. You'll see a ton of them all over the country. And an ambush is different from when police used to get, or how police used to get shot. It used to be police would pull somebody over, they're chasing a burglary suspect, something like that. Somebody they're already tangling with, and that person would have a gun or maybe a knife, and the officer would end up getting, you know, being shot or otherwise hurt. In other words, by someone they're already interacting with. This is new. This is where police officers are out in the community and merely wearing the badge and the uniform, they are targeted with attempted execution simply for being who they are, by people they are not in any way interacting with. I'll never forget the off-duty sheriff's deputy, Berkeley County, guarding a gas station when a guy comes out of the tree line and just, bam, caps him right in the head. Or the two eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant, shot dead, broad daylight. That was in April of 2018. One of the most horrific incidents, and there are so many. Two sheriff's deputies in Florida just sitting there at a Chinese restaurant off duty for lunch in their uniforms, shot dead by a complete stranger they weren't even interacting with. They were off duty, executed for wearing the uniform in public. Just walked up to the window, saw him there, bam, plugged him right through the window. They were just 25 and 29. The suspect, John Hubert Hinote, 59, had no interactions with them whatsoever. He just saw them, got mad, saw the uniform, bam, done. When did this really start? You can do your own research on Google. It has happened before, but it was extremely rare before the Obama era, before Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and all the lies told with that. By the way, Hands Up, Don't Shoot never occurred. Didn't happen. It was a lie made up by the media and carried by the media. And that's when you started to see a lot of these ambushes, including this one just this weekend. You can tell where I'm going. I'm about to work my way up to the ambush in LA. But there's a reason I'm telling you about this. This one happened just this weekend in Spartanburg, where I live, Spartanburg County, South Carolina. And these two officers are just sitting there, and they're doing paperwork, nice and quiet, parking lot of True Timber Outdoors, a generally good area. Two guys pull off the highway, bam, the gunshots start. Here's Deputy Jonathan Payne, one of the two who survived, thank God, the attack.
We were just sitting there, and shots just started coming at us for no reason. We had no dealings with these subjects, with these two gentlemen. And we just started getting shot at for no reason.
Yep, the classic police ambush, a relic of the Obama era. When people began hunting officers because they were told over and over and over that officers were hunting them. Now fast forward this weekend all the way across the country on the other coast in L.A. Two sheriff's deputies just sitting in their car in Compton. Bam. Executed. For most of the country, today is reeling, but to me this isn't new. In fact, I'm kind of surprised at how much attention this one has gotten. It happens pretty much every other week now in this country. I pay attention. In some cases, they're ambushed out of the clear blue. In other cases, like this one from August 22nd in Prince George's County, Maryland, they're called to a supposed domestic, but the purpose, there's no domestic. They're lying in wait for these officers, and they attempt to execute them as soon as they pull up. It's that incident way back, well, less than a month ago in August. Another ambush, officers called to a domestic, that Randy Sutton, he's the head of the Wounded Blue organization, was talking about in this clip. And he's talking about just right and left and right and left and right and left, so many ambushes all over the country, and they almost never capture the public's attention. It's just another cop being shot. But I notice, because they're being shot in ways they never were before. In other words, not by suspects they pulled over or otherwise interacting with, something maybe that they precipitated, but just hunted like animals. Listen to him react to the Prince George's County incident I told you about and talk about all the others.
I can't say that I'm shocked because of the number of attacks on law enforcement officers all over the country. Thank God that these officers, they were not fatally wounded. We weren't so lucky last month when two McAllen police officers, Texas officers, were murdered in another ambush. And the month before that, a Moody, Alabama police officer was murdered in another ambush. This is a frightening trend, and we are seeing more and more violence towards law enforcement officers all over the country. You know, we are seeing levels of unrest never before seen in this country. And it doesn't seem to matter how justified the shootings are. These sparks start this inferno of hate and violence all over the country. Like, an officer was hit with a brick and knocked out, and the crowd cheered as he went down. The behavior of the rioters and the Antifa people is really truly frightening to see. This mob behavior, and officers are being injured literally every single night, and there is no coverage about these. But I hear them because the Wounded Blue, of course, that's all we do, is we deal with injured officers. And it's heartbreaking. The wives, the families who literally are frightened for the very lives of their family members just going to work. It's really out of control.
So again, while most of the country is reeling in shock from this execution, attempted execution anyway, thank God it wasn't successful, in L.A. County, it's not new. In fact, I'm surprised this particular one's getting the attention it has, given how many of these there have been just this year that I've talked about, but nobody else seems to have noticed. And he talks about the crowd and their reaction, and it's coarsening. Take a listen to this. In this clip you're about to hear, this audio clip, this is right after the execution-style attempted murder of these two deputies in L.A. County. And both of them stagger out of the car and try to take cover. The pictures of that have just actually been released just before this podcast. They are covered with blood. One staggers to his knees. The woman, they've both been shot in the head. The woman literally, I mean, just bleeding freely down the front of her uniform. It is a thing of horror to see a police officer or, you know, a sheriff's deputy like that. Now, I want you to listen to this audio tape. Here's what you can't see. The onlookers who just randomly happen to be there are laughing. They think it's funny. There's one guy narrating, and you can't see this in this audio. The people around him are just filled with glee. Big smiles on their faces. Literally, these cops are in a life and death struggle, bleeding on their knees, Nobody bothers to help them. They just laugh. You can see that in the video if you're actually watching it. But this is a podcast, so you're going to have to hear his voice. What you can't see as I play this horrific clip is the huge smile on his face the whole time. He thinks this is funny.
Deal! Oh, it goes down in Compton. Oh, they just got bust off. That on a knee. Somebody bust on the police. Damn. Oh, two sheriffs shot in the face. Two sheriffs shot in the face. They tripping. It's going up and Compton. They just got aired out. Somebody ran up on the car and bust on their ass. Right through the window, in the face and all. It's a wrap.
Laughing, jeering, smiling, filming, but not bothering to help. This is where we are, folks. And that doesn't even count the crowd that showed up outside the hospital, demanding to be let in because this is a public hospital, so they could continue the harassment of the officers, of the sheriff's deputies, excuse me, who are now fighting for their lives. And when they're not let in, they take to screaming at the windows of the hospital, telling the family members of these deputies they hope they'll die.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take a listen to a reverend who was on the scene giving he gives an interview to ABC7 about the just depravity he saw celebrating. I also got celebrating these deputies being hurt outside the hospital.
Describe for me what the protesters were chanting. What were they saying?
Well, they were saying death to the police, kill the police. And they were using all type of curse words and derogatory terms about the police. The unacceptable behavior, because the hospital should be a sanctuary where we should leave hospitals alone. And
certainly tensions are on high since the two deputies are inside. Did you see the deputies make swift action? And you said those, the protesters tried to get inside the emergency room, correct?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
That's how normalized this violence has become. Let me just give you an example. As the officers are fighting for their lives in critical condition, having surgery in the hospital, a couple things are going on. An NPR reporter is arrested for interfering with cops as they try to control the Black Lives Matter protest outside the hospital. You know the protest where they're chanting that they want the cops to die? The protest where they're blocking the entrance to the emergency room? and demanding to be let in to further harass these deputies? Here's the tweet from the Twitter account of the LA County Sheriff's Office at the time. Here's what they tweeted. To the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room yelling, "We hope they die," referring to two LA sheriffs ambushed today in Compton. Do not block emergency entries and exits to the hospitals. People's lives are at stake when ambulances can't get through. They don't care. Meanwhile, the NAACP chapter president of LA County actually tweets. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is a 24-year-old police officer and another 31-year-old female police officer with a child, a 6-year-old. I mean, where is the humanity? He actually tweets after the shooting, quote, "There's no such thing as blue lives." Now, wait, that's hardly an original thought. This is what we've been told for months. Blue lives don't matter. You can't wear a Blue Lives Matter pin to your job at Goodyear, only a Black Lives Matter pin. Can't put Blue Lives Matter on your helmet or your T-shirt in the NFL, only Black Lives Matter. And you most certainly can't say all lives matter. Remember when Bernie Sanders said that on the campaign trail in 2016? He had to apologize. They have taught us over and over and over and over. You can't say Blue Lives Matter, that's offensive. He's merely repeating that, except this mindset has become weaponized. Not only now can you lose your job for suggesting that Blue Lives Matter or that all lives matter, we're now hearing this repeated by the supporters of the thugs calling for these officers' deaths in the streets and ambushing them and shooting them. They are taking this message to heart. All while the media tells us, they'll do it more this week, that it's Trump's rhetoric that's causing this violence. No, it's not. It is coming straight out of the Democrat media complex. And now increasingly, it's coming from American Airlines. It's coming from the NFL and the NBA. Listen to how normalized this is now. Not to be outdone by the NAACP head in LA, take a listen to what the city manager of the city of Linwood, which is right next to Compton, tweeted about this. He's taking a victory lap too. Folks, these are Democrat officials. This is how far this concept of normalizing all lives don't matter and blue lives don't matter has gone. City manager Jose Ometitel, he's again the city manager of Linwood, California, posted a note on his Instagram account saying after the shooting, "The chickens come home to roost." He accompanied it with an image of Malcolm X, who at one point had said that about the assassination of JFK, who he didn't like and considered to be racist. Ironically, that quote would lead to eventually to Malcolm X being suspended from the Nation of Islam for the comment and a lot of public backlash. While Ometitel's comment said, of course, that the shooting was to be condemned. They always have to put that part in the beginning. He also said the attack was, quote, to be expected, unquote, because of, quote, political climate and leadership of the police. And then again said the chickens have come home to roost. Where's all this coming from? Folks, when people as credible as LeBron James or Barack Obama's Vice President Joe Biden tell you that it's dangerous to leave your home in America as a black person, you can see why people who are not particularly news savvy would believe it. Last year, just 10 unarmed black men were shot by police, according to the Washington Post's FBI database, and 6 of them were fighting with the police at the time. In contrast, 23 white men were shot by police. So this definitely goes both ways, and it's not as widespread as the media would have you believe. But when you have all your heroes and all these sports figures chiming in, it makes this all seem real, like it's epidemic, like it's legion, like it's everywhere. You might be thinking, well, I don't live out there in California or crazy blue places like that. This doesn't affect me. But remember, we started this podcast with the same darn thing, attempted assassination of officers just for wearing the uniform and showing up in public right here in South Carolina, where I am. It's all over the country, and it will affect you. It will affect your safety. Think about this. Joe Biden wins, and he is able to live up to his promise to the ACLU to release 50% of federal inmates. Those are among the most violent people in our country. And will the police be there to protect you from that? Nope. Or at least not many of them will be. Here's James Grimaldi, president of the National Fraternal Order of Police, on the effect all this is having on recruitment. It's devastating. And by the way, this is across the country, not just in blue areas.
It's driving our best and brightest out of the door. It's creating an experience vacuum. But frankly, what it's really doing is killing the next generation of police officers. Law enforcement applications were already down 63% last year. And in a recent poll from Caliber of 10,000 police officers, only 7% said they would recommend someone becoming a police officer.
By the way, speaking of all these sports leagues, this is a wow. I mean, look at this. Ratings for these professional leagues. Gallup every year does a survey of 25 different industries and asks people to rate them. This year, organized sports, professional sports, took the single largest fall. It is now regarded 23rd out of 25 major industries, just a little bit ahead of the federal government. And for the first time, professional sports are underwater with negative impressions by 30% favorable, 40% unfavorable, the rest undecided. That's never happened before. Listen to the plunge here. And so for professional sports, that's NBA, NFL, all of that. Among adults, favorability in the category plunged 30 percentage points. Among wage earners in the 35 to 45 age group, that is the most coveted for, you know, advertising, demo, radio, TV, all of it. That dropped for them 44 percentage points. Non-white Americans, this is not black people, non-white Americans fell a sharp 35%. Now, what? Okay, is that surprising? It's not surprising to me. Because of another Gallup poll, remember they polled black Americans. They said, do you want more police protection, less police protection, about the same? 80% said either the same amount of police protection or more in my neighborhood. So that doesn't surprise me. The only place where support for professional sports only dropped a little bit among Democrats, it fell by 5%. So, you know, folks, you know what this means? We are now putting on sports for white Democrats. White Democrat Marxists. That's what we're doing. It's like Al Sharpton said. This whole idea of depolicing, that's a white latte sipping liberal thing.
To take all policing off is something that I think a latte liberal may go for as they sit around the Hamptons discussing this as some academic problem. But people living on the ground need proper policing. Yes, we need more resources in different areas like mental health, but we do not need our grandmothers pray to those that are being the users of products of the big gun manufacturers in this country.
So this is what we're doing now. The whole culture is now becoming increasingly geared toward whatever white liberals want, and everybody else is ignored. Black people are part of it, but they're just used by white liberals. And you're seeing this with disastrous consequences in the streets for officers and the complete ignoring of half the country, canceling them, marginalizing them, branding them as racist. It is amazing from a marketing perspective to watch this, to watch company after company, business after business, sports league after sports league, just write off half the country. But they are. It's counterintuitive. Goes even against the capitalist impulse, against the greed Democrats accuse everybody of. It's amazing, but it's happening. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded friends and family across the country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.